Hi, my name is Scott Hunter, and I'm a program manager on the ASP.NET team at Microsoft. Today I'm here to talk about Visual Studio 2013 and a feature in ASP.NET called OneASP.NET. This feature is really exciting. It actually lets you build an application and use all the technologies we built into ASP.NET over the years, be it web forms, MVC, web API, SignalR. No matter how you want to build your application, you can start with a web form application and add these other technologies, and I'm going to show that. So if you're a developer and you're building ASP.NET applications, we have a lot of choices, a lot of different technologies. We have ASP.NET web forms for building drag and drop quick applications. We have ASP.NET MVC for people that want to build applications using the MVC pattern. If you want to build a RESTful endpoint, we have ASP.NET web API for building that. If you want to build a real-time application, we have ASP.NET SignalR. We have a lot of different choices in ASP.NET. In Visual Studio 2012, when you created a project, we gave you a plethora of options here. So if I say File, New Project, notice I've got a variety of choices here. And if you want to create that web API app, what would you choose? If you chose this MVC4 here, we'd offer you a bunch of other choices. Some of these choices confused our customers because there was just too many choices and they didn't know what they wanted to build. It also set another precedent, which was I can only use one of those technologies at a time. And ASP.NET is really something we call one ASP.NET. You can actually use all of those technologies together in the same application. Now I'm going to switch to Visual Studio 2013. So I've got VS 2013 right here. I'm going to say File, New Project. And now you'll notice there's only one option for ASP.NET because there really is only one ASP.NET project, an ASP.NET project. You can add all of our technologies to this existing project. So I'm going to select this. And now I get a dialog box that comes up and offers me a couple of choices. I can build an empty application using no technologies and then add whatever technologies I want. I can choose that my main application maybe is a web form application or a model view controller application or a RESTful endpoint web API project. We also have other types of projects as well, such as single page applications. These are applications where you have a JavaScript front end talking to an ASP.NET back end, or a Facebook application. But what I want to focus on here is, after I choose my primary technology, I have these checkboxes across the bottom where I can choose other things I want to add to this. I might build a web form application that has some web API as well. I can just check a box to do that. I also can press Change Authentication, and I'm offered a variety of authentication options. I can choose to have none. If my application doesn't require any authentication at all, I can choose individual accounts. This is where you allow people to actually create accounts and sign into your application, and we store it in a local SQL database. I can create organizational accounts. This allows you to build your application with a rich authentication against Active Directory, or if you're in the cloud, using Windows Azure Active Directory. And finally, I can use basic Windows authentication. For this demo, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off and just choose web forms, and I'll press Create Project, and now that that's completed, I've got a fully developed web form application that I can run in the browser here. So I'll press Control F5, we'll build this, and run it. Here it comes up in the browser. And I've got this web form application I just built with a very simple number of choices using individual accounts and web forms. But now I've decided maybe I want to add more to this application. I want to add a web API. Well, now I can come over here, right-click on my application, and I'm going to go to the Add menu, and there's this new option called Scaffold. And from this menu, you're going to notice that I can actually add MVC, or I can add web API. So we've added the ability for you to come and add these technologies after the fact. So I'm going to go ahead and add a empty Web API 2 controller. And I'll give it a name. We'll call it Foo. I'll have a Foo controller. And while this is running on, there'll be a dialog box that'll pop up with my status. Now what we're doing is we're going to go and add all the libraries to your application to support Web API. And we're also smart enough to, after we do that, you'll notice a window opens up and tells me what I need to do to configure my application to run correctly. So all I've got to do is take this line of code brought in here. It says go to my global ASAX and add this. So let me scroll down to my global ASAX. Let me come in here and add this configuration. Oops. I need to add one more line here. System web HTTP. Compile my application. Good. Compiles. So now I've got my API controller. And let's go ahead and create a method here. So I'll just create a quick method here. That returns some strings. We'll call it get. And inside of here, I'll just return two strings, foo and bar. I'll compile my app again. Let's go ahead and run it. So what I added here is I added a web API. This is a RESTful endpoint that you can actually call, and it can return a variety of data if you're building some JavaScript in your application that wants to call some data, or you're building a device application that might want to return that data. So I'm just going to call API, which is our default convention, foo. You'll notice down here it says, do you want to open this file? Here's my file. It's returning my data, foo bar. So I've just showed you how fast I can build a web form application with very simple choices, and then after the fact, go and add other technologies to my application. This is what we call OneASP.NET, where you can basically build an application using all of our technologies in one project. Thanks for watching the video today. I hope you enjoyed this new feature. If you want to learn more about it, go to www.asp.net and you can learn more about it.